Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Michael and Carrie Klein, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Well, we work in the schools and teach old songs and try to celebrate local culture, whatever the different good traditions are that people are carrying on. And we do a lot of unaccompanied songs with the kids, but once in a while, they just need a good guitar song and they need a horse song. This is the one they want.
The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color
the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.
Back about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas Bud if I hadn't have been riding on the Tennessee Stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Bud, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Well, we drifted on down through no man's land till we crossed the river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree, and we got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked for our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rolled away on the Tennessee Stud. Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Just as lonesome as a man could be, dreaming about my gal back in Tennessee. And the Tennessee Stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was thinking about a sweetheart too. Steady there, big feller. When we loped on back across Arkansas, I whooped her brother, then I whooped her pa. When I found that gal with the golden hair, well, she was riding on the Tennessee mare. Oh boy! Well, the Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. We crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We reached the big body, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee Stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love that gal with the golden hair, and the Tennessee Stud loves the Tennessee mare. When the Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Said there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.
Hey, Miranda, tell us about yourself, and how did you meet Michael and Carrie?
I met Michael and Carrie about 8 years ago. Well, I was in college, and I went to this summer camp for activists, a lot of young activists, a lot of college kids, but not exclusively. We all came together for a week down in Harlan County to learn about things like mountaintop removal coal mining, mm-hmm. and community organizing, and all the different things that come into play in mining and the community and how it affects the community. And Michael and Carrie gave a workshop. It was one of the many great ways to meet Michael and Carrie. And then when I graduated college, I was looking for the next step and decided that I wanted to spend more time with them and weaseled my way into their life. Well, I wanted to go learn about listening and interviewing, and I wanted to do interviews with them. And the first thing I learned was that along with collecting interviews involves the responsibility of doing something with those interviews. And so I wound up spending a lot of time using voices that they had recorded and putting them into a couple of audio pieces for radio.
Love like this was never known, though you may search the whole world, may search the whole world round. Jesus dying for his own, just as the evening sun,
just as the evening sun
was sinking low,
was sinking
in the gold, it was sinking in the golden west, hanging between two thieves, they crucified the sun.
By the multitude,
they place on him a thorny, they placed on him a crown. You know that love like this was never known. You know that Jesus dying for his own,
Lord, he
just as the sun when the he was tried. We've got no use for you. They cried. By the mob he was crucified. Just as the sun when the evening sun. Just as the evening sun,
just as the evening sun
was sinking low,
was sinking in
the golden, was sinking in the golden west, hanging between two thieves, they crucified the sun.
By the multitude,
they placed on him a thorny, they placed on him a crown. You know that love like this was never known. You know that Jesus dying for his own,
Lord, he
just as the sun when the evening sun went down,
just as the sun went down.
Tell us what you learned from some of the interviews that you conducted.
Just exactly what you said, that people draw strength and all from all sorts of different places, and gay people, bisexual, transgender are strong and resilient, and it's time for us to get on and look at more important issues, that we are all basically one, and it's wonderful to see that people are keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a a play, a staged reading called Revelations.
Yeah, and
we're kind of a double entendre.
Uh-huh.
And that takes 12 cast members. We spend a week generally in a community, do auditions on Sunday night, maybe at a university, maybe at a community church. And then during the week, we're available to do workshops or come into classes, talk with folks about oral history and folklore and Appalachian studies and issues of gender. And meanwhile, in the evenings, we're practicing the play, and we put it on at the week's end, Revelations, reading celebrating Appalachian resiliency in GLBTQ people.
Oh, fantastic.
It's still a story that needs telling. And when we put on the play, it's really like the best kind of church, with people sitting in the audience and finding that they want to reveal a little bit about themselves, or that they're learning more about their children or other people in their family. And all the little excerpts of the interviews come together to tell a story no one person could tell. And people who've been interviewed have come to the productions, and sometimes they bring family members to say, look, this is who I am. And maybe all of these voices together tell some of what I've been going through. But it's really a very positive production. It's really about people's journeys to spiritual self-love.
West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia, where I belong. Back to those hills, place that I call home.
It's been years now since I left there, and this city life's about got the best of me.
I can't remember now why I left so free, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to see. But I can sure remember where I come from. West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight. Back to those home. Home.
going to do an old West Virginia song, which, of course, is not exclusive to West Virginia. Actually comes to us from the 1500s.
The court of Queen Elizabeth, when she was sought after by a suitor from the French court.
People were pretty nervous what was going to happen when Froggy went a-courting. Frog went a-courting and he did right,
Frog went a-courting and he did ride, sword and a pistol by his side, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And he went down to Miss Mousie's door,
Went down to Miss Mousie's door, where he'd never been before, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And he took Miss Mouse upon his knee,
Took Miss Mouse upon his knee, said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And what will the wedding supper be,
What will the wedding supper be, fried mosquito and a roasted flea, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And first come in was a bumblebee,
First come in was a bumblebee, tuned his fiddle up on his knee, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And next come in was a Bessie bug,
Next come in was a Bessie bug, hands upon a whiskey jug, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And next come in was old gray mouse,
Next come in was old gray mouse, her partner was a grayback louse, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And next come in was old gray goose,
Next come in was old gray goose, tuned his fiddle and he cut loose, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And next come in was Dad's old shoe,
Next come in was Dad's old shoe, he come in a shuffling too, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And Froggy went a-courting and he did ride,
Frog went a-courting and he did ride, sword and a pistol by his side, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
I would like to thank our guests, Michael and Carrie Klein and Miranda Brown, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, great to have you here tonight. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates, of course, and further information on not only tonight's guests, but also on future guests. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Let's get back to one more tune, can we, from Michael and Carrie Klein? It's been such a great evening with you. Thanks for being here.
Turkle dove, don drooped her wings.
Adam and Eve, no, no, Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me, meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me, sa-sa-la, do-la, sa-la, sa-ri.
My name written on David's law.
Time. Adam and Eve, no, no, Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me, meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me, sa-sa-la-do-la, sa-la-la.
When I get to heaven, I'll know the rules.
I'll know the rules. When I get to heaven, I'll know the rules. I'll know the rules. When I get to heaven, I'll know the rules. Slip on down to the bathing pool. Adam and Eve, no, no. Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me? Meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me? Sa sa la do la sa la siri.
Turkle dove, don drooped his wing.
Turkle dove, don drooped his wing. Don drooped his wing. Turkle dove, don drooped his wing. Zion's, Zion's hill he sings. Adam and Eve, no, no. Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me? Meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me? Sa sa la do la sa la siri.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Michael and Carrie Klein and their colleague Miranda Brown for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer and program host is Brad Becker. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson and Lynn Hacker. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.